Hello and good evening from wherever you are. This is Jared Khan from Nairobi. Today we're going to be focusing on a continuation of the business types that you can register in Kenya. Kenya is a nation in Eastern Africa. To the west of Uganda, to the south of Tanzania, and to the northern of Somalia. The northern on Ethiopia. And remember, this is just for you to understand what it takes to open a business in this country. And of course, there is different types of business that foreigner can open. One being, before you start a business, you need to register either a company, something like that. And first, you'll need a limited liability partnership in case of that. So I'll dwell in the types of business that you can incorporate. One is limited liability partnerships, you know, that LLP. This is whereby it allows partners to separate their personal liability from that liability of partnership. It has a protection of a limited company per se. It has flexibility. The minimum number of partners for the entity is 2, while the maximum is 20. The partners can either be natural persons or corporate bodies. A manager who is a resident, of course, in Kenya has to be appointed at the point of registration. Another type is to register as a limited liability partnership business. Is one of them. And then also remember that you can also register, I beg your pardon, you can also register a company, and this will be the requirements for you when you want to register a company in Kenya. For limited liability partnerships, first of all, remember that there is forms to be filled, and more so, there is a requirement that for any company that you register, there must be 30% ownership by local shareholders, a minimum of 3 directors, and a minimum of 7 shareholders are required for this type of entity. And remember that also a company secretary is required, and shareholders and directors can be corporate bodies, but at least one of which must be natural persons. And clearly you should indicate the names, the address, the passports, photos, KRA pin, certificates, and copy of the IDs, a local or alien. That's for the IDs. If you want, you gotta use them, then you need an alien ID. What else do I need? These forms will be filled out. And the beautiful thing about this is that you don't need to move from an inch or this size, that they can do it for you. There's people, third parties. But remember also, if you are conversant with the requirements, you can always log into a portal which is called eCitizen portal. And that's accessible via the internet. You can do it from your own, the comfort of your couch. And that's the beauty about all this. You don't need to walk from one office to the other, whereby you need to force someone, you need to queue for lines which are eternity. You just need to walk in to a cyber, for instance. For that case, a cyber is whereby there is internet connectivity. For the cases whereby maybe you can as well walk into an Huduma center. We have Huduma center at places whereby someone can request to be assisted. These are government places where people, you do all these requirements one off. There is all the government offices under one roof. From if you want anything, you can just get all those things. And That's just that was lastly that was opening a company in Kenya requirements. And thank you for listening to me this time. It's been nice having you, and that was my time. Goodbye, ciao.